This month, yet another COVID-19 fraud made the headlines, this one involving fake vaccination cards. At the Port of Memphis, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents busted a shipment of counterfeit vaccine cards coming in from China. In Texas, a soldier was charged with selling bogus vaccination cards on Instagram. At the Anchorage airport, the feds seized thousands of phony vaccination cards. In Connecticut, a group of women protesters handed out fake vaccine cards outside the state capitol. In Chicago, a pharmacist was arrested for selling genuine vaccine cards. And the stories keep rolling in. Who's selling COVID-19 vaccine cards and who's buying? I turn to attorney and consumer expert Steve Weissman to find out more. Steve is the author of the daily consumer alert blog, Scamicide.com. He's also a professor at Bentley University in Massachusetts, where he teaches white-collar crime. Welcome, Steve.
It's good to be with you.
Describe for our listeners just how the phony COVID vaccine card scheme works.
There are a lot of employers, there are restaurants, there are all kinds of places that are now requiring that people be vaccinated. Just recently, I saw a couple was flying into Hawaii, and Hawaii requires that people quarantine for 10 days unless they have vaccination cards. And there was a couple there, went in with their young child, who presented a phony vaccination card for each of them, and they have been arrested. So it is something that is a real unfortunate side effect and a dangerous one when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is seeming to be getting worse these days with the Delta variant.
Are these cards manufactured all in China, or are there homegrown forgeries as well?
China has been a real hub for fake IDs, particularly rather sophisticated phony driver's licenses for a long time. So it's not surprising that China is a leader in this, but it isn't just China. But I was surprised when I got my vaccinations and the card that it was very, very easy to counterfeit. I think the CDC and others should have anticipated that there would be some pushback in regard to vaccination, and consequently, you're finding not just major counterfeits from China, but you're finding many of them done by American counterfeiters as well.
And are the sales all internet-based or primarily internet-based?
Yeah, primarily they are, although there are websites that are easy to find just going in with a search engine search for fake vaccination cards. But I think what surprised me and may have surprised 46 of our state's attorneys general who have been requesting Twitter and eBay and some legitimate sites who are having sales of phony vaccination cards on there. Instagram is another one where they're turning up. So they're turning up on websites that should be policing them better.
Now, do they look just like the real vaccine cards?
You know, there's a wide range. And as a matter of fact, I was kind of disappointed with some of them that I saw from China that I expected to be of better quality. And so there were some that had obvious grammatical errors and misprints. And so the quality very, very much varies.
How widespread is the black market in COVID-19 vaccine cards?
Once again, it is really hard to say. So you mentioned in particular the Customs and Border Protection officers in Memphis that got hundreds of these cards every night. And one of the things about pirated products, and there are wide range of pirated products that come in, and primarily from China. Customs tries to do a good job, but they really can't stop it. And so it's very, very hard to know how big a problem this is.
Let's talk for a minute about the criminal aspects of these fake vaccine cards. The FBI has issued a warning about vaccine cards that falsify government seals. Here in New Mexico, the Department of Health recently reminded the public that faking vaccine cards is a state crime as well. Who are the criminals in this situation? Are both the buyers and the sellers guilty? And how does law enforcement catch these perpetrators?
Frankly, everyone involved is committing a crime. This is not, and it's certainly not a victimless crime. Society is being hurt by these. But the sellers are and creators of these are obviously violating both federal and state laws. But even people buying them are also violating laws, particularly when they use them knowing that they are counterfeits. So the cards themselves, which sell anywhere from $25 to $100 on the black market, that's something that people are paying for illegal goods. It's like paying for drugs. But they're also, when they use this in a manner that is fraudulent, such as in order to attend a university or to go into a restaurant or whatever, they're violating laws as well. You're looking at fines of as much as thousands of dollars, and some of these penalties even are up to 5 years in prison.
Are the penalties different for the manufacturers that make these cards? Are they different from the people who are selling the cards than they are for the buyers?
The buyers probably would be having different crimes. The creators of the cards themselves would probably have and do have the highest penalties. But there are significant penalties for using and misusing a vaccination card. So it isn't something that is a slap on the wrist for someone who is using it, but indeed the more serious penalty would be for someone who is actually manufacturing these.
You know, it strikes me as, in terms of catching the people who are using the cards as opposed to the people who are creating the cards, that it would be very hard to catch them. I'm picturing, say, a sporting event where a vaccine card was required and you have hundreds and thousands of people entering an arena, and who's going to know? And how can they do that with so many people?
You're right. Most of the time when people are looking at these and these easily counterfeited cards, they're not going to be taking a great deal of time to go through them, and there aren't going to be obvious mistakes. Here again, what I think we may see is, as we did see in some of the cards coming from China, that there were grammatical errors and spelling errors and misprints. There's also some of the cards will have Spanish on the back, and that in particular had problems. So it really is only the very obvious ones that I think are going to present a real threat to the consumer of these illegal products.
Okay, well, thanks very much to consumer expert Steve Weissman for walking us through the latest COVID-19 scam. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.